at renewingyourmind.org.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We thank God for another opportunity and another time that we'll be able to come into your cars, into your home, into wherever you're listening to us, tuning in by the way of the radio broadcast. Hallelujah. We're so excited about you tuning in to this radio broadcast this morning. Hallelujah. WWBC 1510. Hallelujah. On your AM dial, praise our God has made it possible once again on this Monday morning to come into your homes, come into your cars. Amen. As you're traveling along, as you're just sitting there having breakfast, God has made it possible for us to come together to connect. Amen. In the way by Cypress audience, I want you to be of good courage. Hold your head up high, because guess what? It's not what it appears to be. It is not what it appears to be. What you're going through, you're coming out of it. What you're in, you're not there to stay. Hallelujah. It's about time for your miracle. Call somebody. Tag and share with this if you're watching by the Cypress audience. Let them know Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. Thank you for one more opportunity that you allowed us to come together by the way of the radio, God, and by the way of Cypress audience. Father, we ask you to touch each and every one on the other side of the dial, on the other side of faith. Social media, Father, we ask you right now to meet all their needs. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, Father God. Bless this radio station that has made it possible on Mondays and Fridays that we can come together and sit there and listen, God, as we proclaim and as we teach the word of God. We ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus those that are going through bereavement hour, those that are going through any other thing, God. We thank you for watching and covering over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Praise our God. We want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. We know that we're in the Thanksgiving is approaching us on Thursday, and we want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Praise God. Now I'm saying it now because I would not be here on Thursday to say it to you, or I might not see you. So now I am giving you and letting you know from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, from our family to your family, happy Thanksgiving. We know Thanksgiving is every day with us as believers, because we give him thanks in everything, all things. But this is the day that we set aside just to sit around and eat and do all of this and this family social gathering time. Praise our God. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you on the sound of my voice. We want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families, those that are going through the bereavement hour. We still yet praying for you all. Praise our God. The Mike family, we send out our condolences to you in the passing of James Mack. We send out our condolence to the Mike family. Amen. We asking you to keep this family in your prayers. Amen. Keep this family in your prayers. Those of you might know somebody that is going through bereavement that I don't know, keep them in your prayers, that God will see them through this difficult time right now in the name of Jesus. Listen, we want to give a good God bless you shout out to our first lady on it, lady elect lady evangelist Benita Watkins, my wife. We want to give a good shout out to our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. To all the prophetess there at the Power of Faith and evangelists and the elders, those of you that make up the congregation for the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance to us. God bless you. Thank God for you. Oh, we're so excited about what God is doing and what he is going to do. You must always walk in faith. Believe God. Take him at his word, because he can do what he said he's going to do. He's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Praise our God. If he said it, he is going to do it by a miracle. Praise our God. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, praise our God. I want to let you know, good morning, Sister Angelina. Good morning. I want to let you know God is still on the throne. Hi, Sister Caroline. Good morning. Praise our God. Sister Pat Robinson, God bless you. Bless all of you. Listen, let's go to the Word of God right quick. I want to encourage your hearts. Praise our God, because we're in now. We're in the time now that the enemy thinks he got us. We're in a time now, praise our God, hallelujah, that the enemy thing he's going to do, overthrow us, overtake us. But I just dropped in to tell you today, right now, it's a new day. It's a new day in your life. It's a new day. We thank God for Evangelist Moses on yesterday. Good morning, brought a message, profound little message for us on yesterday. Good morning. It's morning time in your life. Amen. We often say it, amen, but this is something specific and about this morning when we said now, praise our God. You know, we get up, we greet people in the morning. Good morning. We just say good morning. Some people say, oh, good morning. But no, good morning. It's a good day. Even though you're yet going through, it's still a good morning. Even though it don't feel right, it's still a good morning. God bless you, Sister Watkins. Thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Again, right quick, let's go to the Word of God. I want to go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 41, praise our God, and 10. Isaiah 41 and 10 says this right here. Hallelujah. Fear thy not. Fear thy not. Fear thy not. The enemy is always trying to bring fear against the believers. Fear that it's not going to work. Fear that it's going to be a failure. Fear that it's not going to be a good success. Fear is a torment thing. Fear, it comes to torment you. But now, here it says right here in Isaiah 41 and 10. It says, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Who is he talking about? He's talking about Jesus. He's with us. God is with us. And he said, for I am with thee. Be not. Listen what he said now. Be not dismayed. Don't let the enemy try to take you to a place where God has not designed for you to walk in. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Don't let the enemy take you to a place in your mind that God has not designed for you to walk in. You're coming out of this. Fear not. Fear not. Fear, again, I would say, it's a torment. Fear, again, it comes to destroy you. Fear. Fear not, for who's with us? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Who's with you? Jehovah Jireh. Who's with you? Jehovah Shabbat. Who's with you? Hallelujah. He's with you. One translation said, when we walk through the fire, we won't be burned. Fear not. When we go through the flood, we won't drown. We're not walking through the water. You're going to go through some things. You're going to have some situations, but fear not. Why, Apostle? Why are you telling me not to fear? Because God is with you. He's with you to do what? To bring you out. He's with you to heal you. He's with you to do exceeding above all you think or ask. Fear not. Come on. He said, fear not. He said right here. Again, fear not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Because the enemy is trying to overthrow you. For I am thy God. He's your God. In the midst of what you're in, he's your God. The situation is not your God. I'm going to say it again. The situation is not your God. Oh my goodness. The circumstance what you're facing is not your God. He said, for I am the Lord. I'm reminded when Moses went to he was going to Pharaoh, and he said, what should I say? He said, tell him I am that I am. Good morning. You got to tell that situation, I am that I am. Who I'm strong in God. I'm a believer in God. I'm walking by faith in God. Because I'm not going to let you make me fear. I'm not going to let you make me bogged down in worry. Come on, that God is not going to see me through. That God is not going to bring me out. You got to talk to the enemy. You can't have a pity party. You got to let him know God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. So if he going to talk back to him. Come on. If he going to throw something at you, throw the word back to him. Do like Jesus did. Remember in the scripture where Jesus was, after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil? Come on, that's what the scripture says. Praise our God. And the scripture says this right here. The word says, Jesus said unto, Satan said unto him, okay, he commanded these stones to be made bread. Come on. Jesus said to him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So you got to talk back to that rascal. You got to talk back to that joker, whatever you want to call him. You got to let him know, I'm in this, but I'm not going to worry. I'm in this, but I'm not going to fear. God is with me, and he's going to bring me out. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Come on, you got to give that devil word when he try to bring fear and worryation on you. Because God is with thee. He said, for I am the Lord, thy God. I am the Lord. I'm with you. I am with you. Hallelujah. I will do it. He said, I will bring you. He will do it. God will do it thee. Because he is who he say he is. He will not leave you. Come on. I will help. He said, I will help you. He will help thee. He will help you. God is your help. He is your help in the midst of what you in. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't lean to the situation. Because the situation is not the strong tower. The situation is trying to break you down. The situation is trying to make you walk in fear. But you're not going to walk in fear. You're going to walk in the word of God. He said, because I will help thee. I will uphold thee with what? My right hand. He will uphold you in the midst of what you in. My God. He will uphold you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. You're in his hand. He's upholding you above the situation what you in. Or what's coming towards you. So that you won't even feel it. Come on, somebody. That's enough right there for somebody to say amen. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, I will uphold thee with my right hand. Praise our God. Come on. He'll uphold us. We're in his hand. Hallelujah. Behold all thy that are his. We're in his hand. And nothing can come against us. Nothing can come against us. Nothing can block us. Nothing can stop us. So this is why we can't be afraid. This is why we can't be shaken and timid. Come on. Hallelujah. What you need to do is, as a saying, strap up your boots. Come on. Strap up your boots. And let the devil know, I'm not going down like this. Let the devil know I'm walking out of this. Come on. And I'm not walking out of this afraid. I'm not walking out of this upset. But I'm walking out of this with peace and joy because God is with me. The key thing here is right now we're discussing fear not. If the enemy can get you to fear, he got you. He got you because if he can get you to fear, you're not going to operate in faith. Fear and faith don't mix. I'm going to say it again. Fear and faith don't mix. Either you're going to believe God, either you're going to trust God, or you're going to worry. My motto is, and we said a lot, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. So either you're going to do two or the other. You're going to worry and don't pray. Or you're going to pray and don't worry. Which one are you today? Good morning. Which one are you this afternoon? Good afternoon. Which one are you? Good night. Which one are you going to do? I choose to do what? Pray. Because guess what? He is with us. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, God is with us. And he's going to bring us out. He's going to give us peace in the midst of what we're in. And if God don't bring us out right then, guess what he's going to do? He's still going to keep us. Because he said, I'll do what? Keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is what? Stayed on thee. Praise our God. He will keep us in perfect peace. See, the enemy wants you to be afraid. That's his job. The enemy wants you to doubt God. The enemy wants you to give up. Come on. You got to watch your words when you're going through circumstances and situations. Because the enemy will try to come in and make you alter your faith. Make you alter your words. Come on here. Sudden fear. He'll throw fear at you, certain fear, to make you say something that is you wouldn't intend to say. Because why? If we walk in the Word, if we rest in God, we'll talk Word talk. But if we're walking in fear, we're going to talk fear talk. We're not going to talk faith talk. We're not going to talk Word talk. Because why? The enemy tries to grip us with fear. Somebody ought to tell God thank you. Right there. Somebody ought to hit those hearts right there and let the devil know, you don't have me. I will not worry. I will not walk in the spirit of worryation. You're not going to torment me. You cannot torment me because God has given me peace. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So therefore, if my mind is stayed on thee, I don't have room for doubt. I don't have room for fear. Come on. I don't have room for negative. Come on. Hallelujah. God is a man that he should not lie. He cannot lie. If he say he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Come on. Hallelujah. Satan already know his time is up. Satan already know that he cannot come against a child of God because the word of God said, upon this rock, I build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Don't fear. Don't fear when things come up against you. Don't fear. Come on. Walk in faith. Don't fear. Talk in faith. Hallelujah. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Because guess what? You're in this, but you're coming out of it. Come on. Hallelujah. You're in this. You won't lose your joy. You're in this. You won't lose your peace. You're in this. But the God you serve, I serve, is able to do it. Because he's that kind of God. Hallelujah. So you don't have to walk in fear today. You don't have to walk in fear today. Come on. You don't have to lay there and be worried over situations and circumstances that is already under control. It's not out of control with God. It's in control. Come on. Hallelujah. This is your new day. This is your morning time in the situation that you're in. I'm going to say it again for those that's coming on. This situation you're in right now, it seems impossible. It seems impossible. It seems like you're not going to come out. It feels like you're not going to come out. But reflect this. It seems like that to the individual or whatever, but not to a believer. Not to a believer that know their God. Fear not. I'm in this, but I'm coming out. And I'm not coming out the same way that I'm going through this. How you coming out? I'm so glad you asked. How am I coming out? Guess what? You coming out with the strong head. How you coming out in your right mind? You coming out, oh my God, hallelujah. You the head. You're not the tail. You're the head. You're not the tail. You coming out, hallelujah, as you was designed when you went into this situation. If God didn't think that you would come through this, he wouldn't allow this. Because he said he won't put no more on you than you able to bear. So fear not. Go through this. Excuse me. Go through this. Go through this. Don't complain while you're going through, but give him praise. Okay. All right. Let's go. We'll have to go there again. I just deal with the word of God. This is all I know to deal with. I don't know how to deal with nothing else outside of the word in my situations and circumstances. Let's go to the Hebrew boys in the midst of the fiery furnace. What did they say? They didn't have fear. They didn't doubt. Come on. No, they didn't. They went in there. Before they went in, oh my goodness. Before they went in there. Before they went into the fiery furnace. Do anybody know what they said? Do anybody know out there? You might be home. Do you know what they said? You might be in your car. You might be on the other side of social media. Do you know what they said? Okay. What they said was, I'm glad you asked me what they said. What they said was, they told him, say, okay, we're not going to bow. See, you can't bow in the midst of, and fear can't make you bow in the midst of what you in when you know your God. They said, okay, we're careful that we're not going to bow. We're not going to answer. We're not going to bow to this God, this false God you putting up. Come on here. And what they said was, if he don't deliver us, if God don't deliver us, we know. Come on, that don't sound like nobody with fear to me. we know he's able. If he don't deliver us out of the fiery furnace, which he didn't, God is not going to deliver you out of a situation. What he is going to do, he's going to keep you in the midst of the situation. And he's going to give you peace in the midst of the situation. The situation ain't going to run you. You're going to run the situation. So what happened was, they went into the fiery furnace knowing that they had already made the statement. They didn't fear. They didn't doubt. They didn't fall down. They weren't crying. They weren't worried. They weren't pressured. All they said, if God don't deliver us, we know he able. So guess what? Strap up your boots and let's go in this fiery furnace. Come on. Let's go in this test. Because God, he's God. He went, they went in the midst of the fire, you all. They didn't fear. We're dealing with fear today. Talk about fear. Fear not. They went into that situation. In the meantime, while they was in there, come on. Fear did not grip them. Come on. Unbelief did not grip them. They did not give up on what their confession was. Hold fast to your confession when you're in the midst of something. They kept on praying God. They kept on. Then, see, when you're in the midst of a crisis or situation, somebody, they're watching you. They came back. The same ones that put them in there, they came back to see if they were destroyed. Oh my God. I stopped in to tell somebody that the situation you're in is not going to destroy you, but you got to have faith. You can't fear. Come on, somebody. My God. Somebody ought to clap their hands if you're able. Come on, somebody ought to tag somebody if you're able to tell them, hold up, you got to get on the air. You only got a few more minutes. You got to hear this. What they did was, then they walk in fear, they walked in faith, and they continue to hold fast to their confession. So when they came back to check on them, to see what they consumed, hallelujah, they said, whoa, hold up, did not we throw three in there? But wait a minute, oh my God, you can't tell me God won't step in. You can't tell me God will not show himself in your situation. You just can't fear, no doubt. They said, did not we throw three in them? Look like I see a fourth one. And I'm telling you, God will make his presence known. People will have to recognize. You better recognize. You better recognize who you are. You better recognize of your words that you're saying. They said, did not we throw three in them? But it looks like I see the fourth one. And I see a fourth man. When the fourth man show up, he said, and they said, he looks like, oh my God. He looks like the Son of God. That's what he said. You can't tell me they was walking in fear. They was not walking in doubt. He said he looked like the Son of God. God will make his presence known in the midst of your circumstances. Just don't fear. Just don't fear. God will make himself. He'll reveal himself to the situation. Just don't fear. Walk through it. Lean not to your own understanding in it. I know I'm preaching real good. I'm about to get up here myself. I'm blessing myself. Come on. Don't let the enemy make you walk in fear, or live in doubt, or live in torment. You speak to that tormenting demon. You speak to that spirit that try to torment you about circumstances and situations that is out of your control. And let him know, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind greater than he that's in me, than he that's in the world. Come on. Hey, glory to God. Yes, Sister Angelina, good morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's right, Sister Watkins. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on here. God got you. God got you. So you can't walk in fear. You can't walk in doubt. Come on, hallelujah, because why? He has not given us the spirit of fear. We do not have the spirit of fear when we're going through circumstances and situations that come upon us. That's right, Reggie. Yes, he's with you. He told us right here, be not dismayed. Don't be destroyed. Be not dismayed. He is with us to do what? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Evangelist Blackman. That's right, he's with us. Be not dismayed. In other words, Don't let this phase you. Come on. In other words, you're in there, but you're already delivered. You're in the situation, but it's already worked out. The only reason why we start fearing, because we try to work out the situation. We put our hands in it and try to do it. We can't do it. We got to turn it. The songwriter wrote a song, turn it on over to Jesus. He can do what? Work it out. He can do what? Work it out. Then he goes and says, he's already worked it out. I don't have no doubt. He's already worked it out. All I got to do is keep the faith. All I got to do is stay the course. All I got to do, fear not. That's all you got to do. In the situation you're in right now, you don't give it over to the Lord. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. God is with you to do what? To bring you out according to Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am. He's your God. He's your deliverer. Listen, my time is coming close. It's coming close. I'm going to have to get up from this, behind this mic. Social media, I'm going to have to leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So fear not. He's with you, every last one of you. And what I like about God, he don't have respect to people. You know, some people have respect to people. People they, you know, be with. Class of people they be with. But he's not like that. He's with all of us. No matter where we at, what status we hold in life, he's with you. He's with you. I got to do this. I got to do this right quick. Because somebody may be on here, listen to me, or on Cyber's audience, don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. You don't have to write a resume. You could come without money. You ain't got to buy this. You can't buy this. All you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. If you did that, come on, you're saved. Find you a good body of Christ. Get in there so you'll be able to hear the word. The word is teach to you and grow. My time is coming, gone. But again, I want to say to all of you all, just tuning in, maybe, Cypress Order, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your family. But do me a favor. Don't eat too much. Just eat enough. Eat enough. Then, and on top of that, don't worry about what you ate. Fear not. Go ahead and get you another piece of pie. Listen, God bless all of you. We love you all. Until Friday, same station, same place, amen, same time, right here at WWBC 1510 on your what? AM dial. We're going to see you. See you in the move of God. Until then, God bless all of you. Good morning. Good morning.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests